Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This morning's sermon text is taken from the book of James, James chapter 4, verse 15. It reads, "Instead you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that." As the new year 2019 approaches, many people have a variety of feelings towards New Year's. Some people are ecstatic, looking forward to new possibilities, new job positions, new goals. The key word is new. While some other people regard the new year as another year of the same old, same old. Regardless of what man's plans are, life truly is unpredictable. Let's just say that none of us know what tomorrow brings. However, brothers and sisters, we do know who holds tomorrow. God wants us to make each day in our lives count. Life is short. God's earthly blessings, they come and they go. The Lord gives, but also the Lord takes away. So we can't take nothing in this life for granted, or presume that everything is going to fall in line according to our will, or our expectations, or our plans. That way of thinking is a form of boasting. Boasting about future plans can lead to disappointment. Proverbs 27:1 reads, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." So let's look in James, see what he has to say about this. I'm going to start in chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. It reads, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." 3 points of application I want to draw on first is, number one, God's will for your life is the starting point. Second, appreciate and develop the blessings God gave you. And third, if we had to number our days, how do we make our minutes matter? So first, God's will for your life is the starting point. What is the will of God? It's God's divine desire for each of our lives. For all of mankind, His will is for us to come to the truth that He loves us. He sent His Son Jesus into this world full of sin to die on the cross. And by His shed blood, we shall be saved. The truth is that we are all sinners in need of a Savior. And without God's grace, without His mercy for sending His Son to die in our place, we have no hope of eternal life. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 read, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Once you are saved, then it's up to you. It's up to each of us to grow spiritually and do the will of God. And how we do that takes one thing: opening up your Bibles, reading and taking in the Word of God. At this time of year, our church offers many Bible reading plans to help you read through the whole Bible in a year, just by reading a couple chapters a day. I urge you to take advantage of it. Develop an attitude like the psalmist who wrote, "Teach me to do your will. For you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in a land of uprightness. Learn to surrender your life and live for Him. Our walk with Christ is to be living a life pleasing to God, according to His will. And who truly demonstrated this? Our Savior Jesus. See, many people think that their will for their lives matches up with God's will for their lives. And for the majority, it doesn't. People base their will on temporary feelings they have instead of what the truth has to say. Jesus gave His disciples a prayer as the Lord's Prayer. It's used as a model or a pattern to pray and also for us to think, how to think. And it starts off with, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." His will, not our own. You see, we can be so selfish with our thoughts, our wants, and come up with foolish New Year's resolutions that unintentionally excludes God out of our plans. But if we are to remain in His will, then He will help us from being distracted by our fleshly wants, our fleshly desires, our thoughts on how things ought to be. Jesus came solely for one thing: to accomplish the will of God the Father. For believers, we are to serve God like so, not only with the best of our ability, but more with the best of our obedience. Ephesians 6:6 reads, "Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." There is God's universal will for all men, and then there's God's will specifically tailored for each one of us. Friends, we each were created for a purpose, or to follow a specific will of God. Psalms 139, verses 13 and 14 reads, "For You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows very well." For some listening here or in the future on the internet, you may be thinking, "I don't know what God's will is for my life." Romans 12:2 offers insight into His will for each of our lives. Romans 12:2 reads, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." He wants each of us to be like His Son Jesus, to be an example of Christ, to be a light bearer on this dark, sinful world. Believers, as the body of Christ, we are to do God's business. Jesus went up, ascended to be with the Father, leaving us to function as His body, to work with a servant-type attitude in this dark world. This last scripture verse to highlight this point is usually a benediction, but it highlights this point very well. So I just want to read it. It reads, it's from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. It says, "Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom to be glory forever and ever. Amen." The second point of application is appreciate and develop the blessings God has given us. As for many people, they don't realize the blessings they have until they lose them. For example, this homeless man, he complained to Pastor James and I about having to worry about a place to sleep or a place or his next meal. So he basically rejected us. He rejected the invitation to receive God because of his hardship. Unfortunately, he didn't realize that God did provide for him a homeless shelter to stay. But he didn't appreciate God's blessing through someone else. He got kicked out of the homeless shelter for some unknown reason. You see, God is always willing to provide. And if you don't appreciate what God offers, then it's on you, not on God. The grass is always greener on the other side until you have to mow it. You see, nature can reveal God's careful design, and God may use it to teach lessons. Matthew 6:26 is an example. It reads, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Amen. Brothers and sisters, we need to embrace the blessings we have, Amen. Develop them, and share them. Be all God has created us to be, and do all that He has prepared us to do. He blessed each of us so that we can be a blessing for someone else. 1 Peter 4:10 reads, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." So you can either use the blessings God has given you or lose them. And Jesus said in Luke 12:48, "For everyone whom much is given, from him much will be required." We're all accountable to God. What are you doing with the blessings He has uniquely given each of you? Every believer has a role in the body of Christ. He has given each of us a small part of His will to accomplish. The question is, are you an active member? Are you on Team Jesus or Team Self? For example, in the book of Nehemiah, God gave Nehemiah a desire to rebuild the walls surrounding Jerusalem. So in chapter 3 in Nehemiah, the author basically takes the reader on a tour of the construction project. Each section of the wall is described, the different gates being built, the tower on the wall. And also mentioned is whom is doing each part of the work. But one verse really stuck out. It's from Nehemiah 3:5. It reads, "Next to them the Tekunites made repairs, but their nobles did not put their shoulders to the work of their Lord." What we neglect to do with the blessing He bestowed upon us is remembered by God. This verse specifically states who didn't do anything. So you can waste your blessings or build upon them. The blessings He bestowed upon us is for the good of another, to benefit others and not only self. 1 Corinthians 12:5-7 read, "There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." So are you not putting your shoulders to work for the Lord? That's for you and God to know. But maybe this sermon, the Spirit is encouraging us to dig in to the work of the Lord. Verse 17 in our reading from James states, "Therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." The final point of application in our reading is, if we are to number our days, how do we make our minutes matter? I've spoken about the blessings God has given us pertaining our bodies, our characteristics, attributes. But what about the blessings He has given each of us that surround us, such as family, friends, brothers and sisters sitting on your left and on your right? Proverbs 27:17 reads, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." If it's the Lord's will, make 2019 more about others than self. Amen. Blessings are meant to be shared and not hoarded for self. Everything can't be for our own gain. Let's not be like the irresponsible shepherds that are mentioned in Ezekiel. Let me take you to that passage. Ezekiel 34, verses 2 through 5. It reads, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who are sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled them." You see, one thing for sure is that technology has made our lives easier. But it can also be very detrimental to our lives as well. Our computers, our phones, video games, television, they can literally suck the life out of you. They can steal so much time from our lives and we don't even know it. And that's valuable time. Someone once referred to these devices as weapons of mass distraction. So one way of making our minutes matter is to limit time spent on these devices and focus on others. Look at family and friends gathering, and you see a lot of people on their phones instead of engaging with one another. His earthly blessings don't last forever. Life is short to spend time fighting with one another, holding grudges, majoring in minor things. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let's aim to treat all people with kindness, respect, and compassion. Amen. And remain true to our confession of faith. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 15 read, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But of all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." Our lives can change in an instant, never mind year to year. Maybe there will be an addition to your family next year. Or maybe there will be one less seat to set up at the table. We cannot emphasize enough that God's blessings come and go. Use your time wisely. Make the most of it with the blessings He has bestowed upon you. In conclusion, I want to share this. It's a powerful reminder on the perspective to wake up each day realizing it is a gift and to make the most of it. This world will often leave you wishing that you just had 5 more minutes. Every minute, someone leaves this world behind. Age has nothing to do with it. We are all in this, the line, without realizing it. We never know how many people are before us. We cannot move to the back of the line. We cannot step out of the line. We cannot avoid the line. So while we wait in the line, make moments count. Make a difference. Make the call. Make priorities. Make the time. Make your gifts known. Make a nobody feel like a somebody. Make your voice heard. Make the small things big. Make someone smile. Make the change. Make yourself a priority. Make love. Make up. Make peace. Make sure to tell people they are loved. Make waves. Make sure to have no regrets. Make sure you are ready. Make sure you are a child of the King.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, You are a sovereign God. You are in control of all things. We place 2019 in Your hands, Father, that whatever good happens, we praise You. That whatever bad happens, we praise You. We lean on You for strength, for encouragement. We don't lose faith in You, Father. We may not understand things, but again, You are in control of all things, Father. If we had a boast, our boasting is only in You, Father, not in us or our plans. Thank You, Father, for the time You have given us with our loved ones that we have, with the loved ones that we've lost. Thank You for the blessings You bestow upon us, Father. Father, I pray that we use them and we build upon them, and that with our blessings, we share them and glorify You. All this I pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. At this time, offer one another a sign of peace.